Lesson 7, Social Comparisons. In a previous lesson, we talked about perfectionism and how it inevitably leads to social comparison. The idea of comparing ourselves to other people, whether we believe they are above us or below us, comes very naturally. But does it help us or hurt us? Well, that depends. It depends on why we're comparing ourselves in the first place. Are we comparing to objectively evaluate our abilities, or are we comparing to determine our value and our worth? Let me explain a little about how those are different. If we're comparing ourselves with other people for self-evaluation and growth, it's about asking questions like, how am I doing? Is there something I can learn or do better from watching what other people are doing? If that's what we're doing, then yes, comparing can be a good thing. It's about looking for role models, and it can help make us better. This sounds a lot like striving for excellence that we talked about in another lesson. It involves movement and progression in a positive direction. But typically, that's not what a perfectionist is looking for. Perfectionists are more interested in reaching a perfect spot and then holding that position. And that sounds a lot more like the other reason for social comparison. And that is comparing ourselves to other people in order to determine our self-worth, and particularly to boost our self-esteem. In other words, we're looking for evidence to prove that we're good enough. When comparing upward, a person who is striving for excellence might see someone else's success and think, oh, that's cool. How can I do that? They might follow their example or even ask that person to mentor them so they can learn more. They use upward comparisons to improve their current level of ability. On the other hand, a person who uses social comparisons to evaluate or enhance their own self-worth feels dissatisfaction, anger, jealousy, envy, personal failure, justification, blame, and/or resentment when they see someone that they think is better than them. When comparing downward, a person who is striving for excellence might see someone that they feel is worse off than they are and respond with feelings of accomplishment and gratitude as they realize how far they've progressed. They typically show compassion for people beneath them and seek ways to help, encourage, and lift them. However, when a person is using social comparison to determine their value and to boost their own self-esteem, it has a very different outcome. They tend to look down on other people in order to make themselves feel better about their abilities and their self-worth. They might think, well, I may not be great at something, but at least I'm better than someone else. They rejoice when other people fail, because prideful comparison says that if you fail, then I succeed. It is possible to use social comparison to determine your self-worth or to boost your self-esteem without even realizing that you're doing it. How can you determine which purpose and motivation you have for comparison? It's really quite simple. How do you feel when you compare yourself to others? If your comparisons lead you to feel grateful, content, compassionate, inspired, or motivated to become better, then you are using social comparison to strive for excellence. However, if your comparisons lead you to feel envy, coveting, jealousy, anger, resentment, blame, justification, bias, dissatisfaction, hatred, guilt, anxiety, or feelings of failure, then you are using prideful comparison to determine your self-worth and to build your self-esteem, even if you don't realize that that is what you are doing. Prideful comparison is not good for anyone, but research shows that it is especially damaging to those who are currently struggling with low self-esteem or depression. So here's a question for you. How do you feel after you've spent time on Facebook, Instagram, and other social media? If spending time on social media leads you to compare yourself with others and makes you feel discouraged, stressed, or dissatisfied with your life, then I suggest that you severely limit your time on those platforms. It is a source of stress for you. In the next lesson, we're going to talk about some ways to handle those stressors that we have no control over. They just are. In closing, I'd like to share a quote by Zen Shin. He said, "A flower does not think of competing with the flower next to it. It just blooms."